Let's get to Workout Wednesday, brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, feel good, eat good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they will set you up with any program you like. Paul Plakas, 20 years in the biz, joins us. Plakas, how are you doing?
Jason Greger, doing great like usual.
All right, today we're going to talk something called supersetting, where you do multiple movements. You do one, like you go from bench press right into something else. You know, if you want to do, let's say, chest, you do bench press and you do right into pull-ups, for instance. One of them, I want to talk about the benefits of drop sets. First of all, explain to our listeners what they are and what are the benefits of supersetting with drop sets.
Okay, so what we do there is you usually take a heaviest load on your first set, and you try to max out what kind of repetitions you can get with a big load. So there you're trying to build strength. So you want to pick a weight where maybe you're going to be somewhere between 6 to 8 repetitions, somewhere around there. You can play around with them a little bit either way. And then without recovery, you drop the weight and then get to the next sort of moderate type of weight, and you try to do the same reps or even a couple more to continue the set. And then you would do it maybe for one more, typically three drops in one set. You would pick a lighter weight and then continue the repetition. So the goal there is, a lot of times in an exercise, you've achieved your maximum effort with a certain amount of weight at a certain amount of repetition. But it's really not so much that the muscles are fatigued. You could have a limitation in the strength curve of the movement. So basically, whatever movement you're doing, there is a certain point in the movement where it becomes very difficult to get past the point. Sometimes they call it the sticking point. So you're basically trying to continue the muscles contracting and encourage further fatigue by using lighter weight so that you can get past that sticking point to ensure complete muscular exhaustion.
So like in biceps, for instance, and let's just pick a number, that you would do 6 reps at 50, right? Then drop it, go right into 8 reps at 40 pounds, drop and go into 10 reps at 30 pounds.
That's a great example, yeah.
Okay. And it's because some guys or gals out there might be saying, well, hey, you know what, I can do 8 reps of 50 and you get fatigued. But if you drop it down, you're able to handle the weight, but certain parts of your biceps aren't fatigued and others are?
Yeah, well, basically you're just exhausting more muscle fiber. So what happens is, when you're at the heaviest load at the beginning, you notice some guys at the gym, because they're almost at their wit's end at the very end, they either have to arch their back to get the movement past that sticking point, or they'll have to swing their arms to get momentum to get past the sticking point. So their muscles are tired, but they're not completely exhausted. It's that they're exhausted at that specific point of the strength curve they can't get through. And so if they can get through it with a lighter weight, the muscles can get even more fatigued than they typically would from the heavy load.
Paul Plakas joins us. So, Paul, what about what's the difference if you're supersetting muscle groups? Like if I'm doing 2 bicep actions in a row, or if I'm doing opposing muscle groups?
Yeah, so basically, if you're doing the same muscle group, so for example, if you did like a big barbell curl, and then you went and did something on a cable machine that involved another type of curl, you're getting different types of stimulus from the different types of apparatus you're using. So you're ensuring a lot of good localized muscular fatigue. So the biceps are becoming completely exhausted. If you did opposing muscle groups, so where you're doing a pulling action like a bicep curl, but then you did some kind of extension movement for the back of your arms, the triceps, what you're doing there is getting more muscle groups worked in a workout session than you typically would in the same amount of time. So if you're sort of stuck for time, you can basically work the triceps without them, without fear of them being too tired from the bicep. So you can use the bicep as a heavy movement and go to a tricep as a heavy movement as well and get double the workload done. It's more of like a time sort of saving and efficiency in your workouts and get more exercises accomplished.
Okay. What are tri-sets or giant sets?
Yeah, basically a tri-set would involve using 3 exercises in a set without recovering. So you go from 1 to 3 movements. And a giant set would basically involve 4 or more. So that would be more of like circuit training. So for example, if you were doing like a leg circuit, like a giant set, an example could be, okay, you're doing a set of heavy squats. You would then proceed to doing some dumbbell walk lunges. and then you would go to maybe some step ups, and then if you had some energy after that, you would do some sort of jump thrusters from the floor. That would be a good example of a giant set. So it's very tough metabolically because you're exhausted going from one movement to the other movement, and you're ensuring complete lower body exhaustion for strength and for power.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, what about complex movement patterns to less complex movements?
Yeah. So there, what would be interesting to do in this sort of sequence is if you're doing an exercise that takes a lot of skill to do. So for example, if you're doing, say, a one-leg balancing movement where you're going to squat down into a one-leg squat, and then you're going to explode upwards into a thrusting movement as high as you can, and then landing without losing balance, and then doing it again. That's a complex movement. That takes a lot of skill, coordination, and nervous system stimulation. So you don't want to be doing that exercise after you've exhausted yourself doing something else right beforehand. You always want to do your more complex skill type movements first, where you're in a non-fatigue state, just so that you do them correctly, efficiently, and without having a chance of becoming injured. What you would then do is a less complex exercise, like, for example, like just a regular dumbbell squat. You would do that afterwards if you wanted to continue working your legs and getting further exhaustion. So the more complex skill-type movements require coordination and balance first, and then the ones that require less coordination and balance, you would do that later on.
Quickly, we got a few texts. What's a good example of a drop set for legs?
Okay, well, a good drop set for legs, like, you could do quite a few of those. Like, if you could just do on the squat rack, say you've got three plates on the squat rack, you would do a set of six reps. You would rack it, get your training partners to rip off a plate, continue doing more reps, rack it, rip off the second plate, and then continue with the one plate aside. That would be an example of a drop set just using squats.
Okay, no. So now when you're dropping by, you know, that's 90 pounds every set, right? So
right.
So let's say you did 315 at, I'm just throwing out a number, let's say eight reps at 315.
Right.
And then if you drop down to 225, would you expect to do 10 or would you expect to do 12?
Well, it varies from person to person. Some people fatigue very quickly. They got a lot of fast twitch muscle fiber, so they can handle a lot of load at the beginning, and then they sort of fatigue a lot quicker than other people do because they're all fast twitch and not as much slow twitch. Other people, they may not have that high-end power and strength, but you know, you take a little bit of weight off and they can keep going. So it depends on the person. So you got to find out basically from just trial and error what that person can handle in each set. So you'd want to try to match about somewhere between 4 to 8 reps on each set, just so that the load's heavy enough so you're getting strength gains and that you take enough weight off so that you can continue going.
Paul, excellent stuff, man. I love the superset and talk. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.